Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm your host, Amberly Lyons, and I am so excited for the next two episodes today and next week. I had one of my dear friends, Sophie von Marx-Hung, or Sophie VMH, that's her stage name. She is joining to answer all of our listener questions. We have had to make this a two-part Q&A because you guys brought it with the questions. You sent in so many good questions. Some came in after the recording, so we're going to have to save those for next time, but I'm going to answer them when I do my next solo episode, which will be on demons. You guys, this is seriously the funnest podcast. I get to talk with my friends, answer your questions, talk about demons. What more could we want? I feel like the first few episodes, we're only on episode 4, and I feel like the first few are very much foundational. There was some heavy lifting. We had to lay the groundwork and the information. And now it's just time to vibe with God and make it fun. So I was just thinking about this today. I was literally in my kitchen making breakfast and just feeling so happy and overwhelmed that I started crying with just feeling the Holy Spirit pour through me and the gratitude that I have for all the gifts in my life and gratitude for this podcast and for all of you guys. We are small but mighty, and we are getting so many new listeners every day. And I'm kind of a freak about checking the numbers all the time, but every time I do, they're going up and up and up. So if you want to forward this to a friend, if you want to spread the word of God and you want to do it in a fun way, here's how. You know what? If you're just trying to tell your friends about your love for Jesus and you don't know how, you can be like, hey, this podcast is so fun and you don't need to explain anything and just see what happens. But if you are listening on iTunes or Spotify, please hit subscribe. And follow us on Instagram at Bible Curious Podcast. And you can follow me at Amberly Lyons. If you're watching on YouTube and if you're listening right now, the video is going to be late. It's not going to be on YouTube right away. So if you're listening right now, you are going to be on iTunes or Spotify. And if you are like, oh, I want to watch the video, it's not going to be up yet. It's not like up quite yet. It's probably going to be another couple days. But anyways, usually I upload the video to YouTube right away, but your girl's busy. And this was a long, long, long video to edit. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. So this is part one. You're going to love Sophie. You're going to just adore her. She is mom goals. She's beauty goals. She's just an overall vibe. And she is also a genius at branding. So if you have a business that needs brand help, she is your gal. Her Instagram will be linked below, but it's at Sophie with an F, VMH. So Sophie VMH, and her business is SVMH.creative. So we'll link you guys in the show notes and also on the website. Did you know we have a website, guys? We do, BibleCurious.co. And if you go to the website, you can sign up for the mailing list. So we haven't been sending much out for newsletters yet, other than a little alert when a new episode is out. But we are going to be starting to send some more content because I always have so many things I want to talk to you guys about. And when I can only do one episode a week, because let's be honest, it's very time consuming to, to do all the editing and everything. We're only going to be doing one episode per week. But I can send out little newsletters with my thoughts. So once we, start to ramp up that following in that newsletter, then I'm going to start sending out some fun things for you guys. Okay, so this is episode 1 of 2. We are diving in to Sophie's testimonial and how she, you know, has had her own journey with her faith and is finally in the commitment for the long haul. We're going to talk about how we both left the coaching world and why, our best tips and resources on connecting to God, how to know if you're talking to God or the devil or your own selfish intentions, why yelling at God works. We touch on chakras and astrology and what the Bible says about them. And we talk about cults. So, you know, so fun. and I need to mention, okay, when I went to listen to the episode after we recorded, I realized my microphone for some reason did not work and my voice was so quiet compared to Sophie's, but we worked some serious magic and it's not terrible now, but if the audio isn't the best, my apologies. But you know, that's, you know, the enemy, Satan trying to stop this episode from airing because it's going to turn so many people over to God's side. So not today, Satan. He really tried to mess us up for us, but we are children of God. And with him, we can fix anything. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to Bible Curious Podcast. I'm so excited about today's guest co-host. This is going to be so fun. We are here with Sophie Von Marks Hung. If you don't know her, you may have heard me mention her when I shared my testimonial. She really planted the seeds of God within me years ago. She's one of my dearest friends. She is someone who I go to whenever I have a very deep question. And that's why I knew she needed to be my co-host for this special Q&A episode where we are answering all of the listener questions. Sophie is someone who has been there through all my roller coasters, who has been like a sister. She is beautiful, talented, mesmerizing, and I'm excited for you guys to feel her energy today. Welcome to the show, Sophie.
Thank you. What a lovely intro. I love that.
I gotta pump your tires, girl.
Totally.
So should we just share like how we know each other and like...
Yeah, let's share it. I mean, we know each other, I guess, through work technically, but not really like not as colleagues at the start. I guess I was in that whole like business coaching, wake up hustlers kind of vibe. I was really helping people like start their businesses. And then you and I got connected and you were one of my very first clients, which is so cool. How lucky am I? And then from there, we kind of went through this journey together. I just kind of started my online life as a business/life coach situation, which is
we'll be talking about that.
Yeah, which is kind of funny now.
We really started at the same time and went through the struggles together. And then
we went through so much together and we really like, I think it's kind of rare sometimes to make really close friends quickly when you're in your like late 20s, but we did. And we went through so much stuff together. And yeah, like, is it 10 years later? Almost.
Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that's crazy, right?
Yeah. My business in 2015.
Yeah, me too.
Probably end of 2014.
It was 2015.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Since you were my client, then we ended up deciding to host a retreat together. We had our own little podcast together. Yeah. We had lots of ups and downs. And it's been beautiful. It's been a ride.
Yes. Okay. So I want to know your testimony. I know you've been a believer for a while. I'd love to know what that journey has been like for you and where.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, this could go on all day, but I'll try to make it quick. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I went to church every Sunday, but I can't say that I ever had an actual relationship with God growing up. Like it was just something in the background. I didn't even think of it. You know, I'm so grateful for like the kids I went to school with. Everyone was so cool and so good. And I cannot recall a single time I heard or had a conversation about God, about Jesus with any of my friends. And that's just kind of like how it was. I just really kind of took it for granted. And then at one point, I even definitely turned away from God. I was like, oh, this is not for me. You know, my family went through a divorce. Even like my mom was in a same-sex relationship for a while. She's like, God doesn't approve of this. And then like, I don't approve of God. And I just kind of shut that off. And then it wasn't until like my mid-20s where I had, you know, I was going through stuff that truly brought me to my knees. And like it does for a lot of people, when you are in a place where you're just like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to come out the other side. Like I do feel like, you know, it's really the only time you'd be willing to surrender fully to something. And like most people, when they're in that moment, I prayed to God, like, you know, that was what I did. And it wasn't like an overnight thing. It was like little things here and there. But actually one thing that brought me was like during probably when I was like 23 or 4, I was seeing this psychiatrist who was like, to be honest, a total nut job. And he was always kind of like dropping, he was like name dropping celebrity clients. Like, so that was so weird, but
I bet you love getting the tea if he shared it.
Yeah. He wasn't really, like, yeah, he was kind of giving me tea. I'm like, you should not be doing this. This is so sketchy. But anyways, one thing that he did was he recommended this book to me. I actually brought it on here. It's called Love Without Conditions, and look who's on the cover, is Jesus himself. But this book totally changed my life. The crux of it is it teaches you how to love yourself, which I definitely didn't at the time, love others, like have compassion. It's just all about love. And I think this, to me, like when I think about Jesus, my relationship with Jesus is like, he is helping me to learn still to love without conditions. So this book kind of changed things, but it wasn't overnight. And then at one point, you know, my husband and I, we had so much going on in our lives. Like it was just nutty. And I think when cable TV was a thing, he was flipping the channels and Joel Osteen was on. And, you know, my husband had a lot of like really sad stuff going on in his family and in his life. And I think, you know, he just loved it. And then we started watching it together. And I love the way that Joel kind of, he shares the Holy Spirit, shares God, but he does it in a way that I think anyone from any religion could listen and receive that message and feel peace and feel love and feel hope. And I just love that. And that kind of became part of our routine, is to listen to Joel, and we listen to the podcast and send it back and forth to each other.
I feel like Joel is like he's the gateway drug.
He is the gateway. And I think what they do is amazing. Like it's so beautiful that they put that message on TV every single week. And he does it knowing that, like, you know, if he does it in a way that I think anyone can listen and not be freaked out, which a lot of people get freaked out about religion, right? So he's just so I loved his messages. They truly like helped me through certain times and still help me today. Mm-hmm. And then I really also got into worship music a couple years after that. Just like such a different experience from Catholic church and the songs you hear, which I like have a place, but I would just listen to this music and I was like, oh my God, like you just feel, my God, truly, like I would just feel so like the hairs on the back of my neck would be standing up. And I was just like, whoa, like what? Like I would be overcome with these feelings of gratitude and love and peace and just like just this beautiful feeling, you know, you're just like, what is that? Mm-hmm. So all of those things really brought me to like, just go, you know what? I want God and Jesus back into my life. Like this is beautiful. Like this is healing. And there were moments where I prayed for things and I saw miracles happen in my life, in my family's life. And it's just like, well, what, like that says something to me.
Yeah. It's like, you can't get to a point where it's like, okay, I can't deny this any longer. Like,
no. And then definitely after my kids were born, I really realized like I was raised, even though I was raised in church, so we didn't talk a lot about God at home, but just that presence of God, I feel like has protected me through so much in my life, even though it was just in the background, I was barely paying attention. I was taking it for granted. And I was like, you know what? I want to give my kids that gift. And even more so, I want to create like a God-centered family. I want them to like have that. So it became really important to me from there to make sure that like God is at the center of our family and of our lives. And I'm still learning the best way to make that happen. Yeah, that's kind of been my journey. I could get into like little stories here and there, just like miraculous stuff, but that's the short version, you know?
Like hours and hours.
yeah. Totally.
But I love that you and Dave really did this together. Like your kind of final commitment. You're like, okay, we're doing this for good. I love that that happened together. We'll be talking today. We'll be answering questions on relationships, the Bible, New Age, you know, personal lifestyle stuff. But it's just really nice because we did get a lot of questions about partnership. So
yes,
love that that was your journey. So I'm going to just share like a very short version of my testimony for anyone who's listening that hasn't listened, but there is a full episode on this. I think it's episode 2. So I was, you know, on and off through childhood. I was not raised in any witch religion. My grandma gave me a child's Bible when I was little. So I just kind of went on that journey on my own. I thought I was always drawn to it. And then again in high school, but then after that, I went kind of strictly New Age. And looking back, I can see all the times that God tried to get through to me before and after that switch. But really, you know, Sophie really started planting seeds with me, which was amazing. And then I had two kind of miraculous encounters, I guess you could say. One was like a prophetic dream. One of them was after surgery, like hearing the voice of God. And I just started being changed from the inside out. I couldn't describe what was happening, but I slowly was, you know, turning away from certain things in my life and turning towards God, and same thing, starting to listen to worship and sermons and all these things. And yeah, it just got to a point where I could not ignore or avoid that this path is the truth. So very similar in some ways.
Yeah.
So one question that we got was, why did we leave our coaching businesses? Do you want to go first?
Oh my God. I could literally start a podcast with like multiple seasons about all the reasons why. So I won't get too into it, but like there's one version of the story where, you know, just like with most jobs and career, you kind of get to a place where you're like, you know what? I kind of want to do things a little bit different. I kind of want to try something different. I don't know. But there's another version where I learned a lot about myself. I was very humbled, like the technical stuff of just having your business set up to be scalable so that when you have kids, it is easier and you're not overworked and overwhelmed, which is what I very much was. And yeah, I just like didn't get it set up that way in time. But like the reason for that is not just like a logistical thing. There's a lot of it where it's like, I didn't know how to like regulate myself and my nervous system to like have a business that grew that much. And it was hard for me to accept and ask for help and take on a team and feel okay, like it's safe to be responsible for paying them every month. Like there was a lot of stuff that I didn't know those lessons until it happened. And I don't even know if I could have gone back and done it differently because I didn't know what I didn't know until then. And it's stuff I'm still working on now. But yeah, that's the real vulnerable, honest truth is like, I was really good at helping people get started and getting things started myself. But in terms of like actually scaling, there was a lot of mental barriers around like, you know, if you scale something, it needs to be, you need to stick with it and like let it keep going, keep growing. But every time I do something, I was like, this isn't good enough. I need to like redo it. And that is not a sustainable way of working. And it becomes impossible when you have a child and you're the mother and I'm the quote unquote default parent and all those things, which I want to be, by the way. Yeah. But like, yeah, that is the real and honest to God truth, respectfully.
Well, and I feel like because it feels to me like your kind of deep dive into your faith was just maybe a year or two ahead of me. Is that accurate?
I would say it's like, it was like percolating.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was going to call it skinny dipping. I was dipping my toe in. Now I'm skinny dipping. But I was just dipping my toe in and like, you know, having it kind of be this presence in my life again and turning to it. But yeah, it was just a couple years, I would say.
I'm wondering, cause like, I'm like looking back when I read this question, it was really weird cause I couldn't remember. Like I was like, I just all of a sudden couldn't do it. Didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the sanctification. So I'm wondering like if we were purposely being led away from this thing that A, we were probably idolizing, B, we were spending all our time and energy on, C, was probably highlighting a ton of insecurities and, you know, downfalls for us. So it's like, you know, maybe he took away the desire to do it so that we could focus more on God.
Yeah, I think like that is definitely part of it. But I know for me, it is literally kind of a battle with the devil in me. Like totally. that part of me that says I'm not capable, that says I'm not good enough, which is probably like that is my core wound. That's my biggest struggle in every single way. And it's like, even at the time, I didn't think that was what was happening. But like, that's honestly what it was. Yeah. And I see other mothers who are like friends of mine who I met in the industry who have beautiful businesses and they're totally balanced and they're able to do it all. They set it up in a certain way that I felt like I wasn't capable of doing, but that's a whole other conversation. But like, yeah, that's the crux of it. If you're going to be totally like, if we're going to dumb it down to one sentence, for me, it was like, I was believing lies in my head that are like the core things in my head that I wasn't able to work through the logistically the parts of like scaling and preparing a business for childbirth. And it also just became really exhausting. I akin it to, like, you know, when you get to the end of school and you've, like, you did all the finals and you were doing all the papers and, like, writing a thesis or something, and you get through it and you're like, I just physically could never do that again. That's how I felt about my business. I was like, I physically cannot do this stuff anymore.
Totally. And that, I mean, it was similar for me. And it was like, you know, if we want to get to the nitty gritty of mine, it was that I was so drained. And I think the being drained came from a place of probably not having it set up in the most scalable way, but also,
I being was in the bad really energy.
Angry. Like, my thing that I always work on is, like, not having mercy for other people. And we'll talk about this a little more. I expect so much from myself and pretty much equally the same from other people. And so I think when, you know, clients weren't pulling their weight, or, you know, my employees or whatever weren't doing their thing, I was just every day angry. Like, I was every day would find a reason to be mad, and that drained me so much. And again, it was like pointing me, but it was there to point me to wounds that needed to be healed that can really only be healed by leaning into faith, leaning into God, understanding mercy, understanding compassion, not just as these, like, therapy buzzwords, but from a place of being Christ-like.
Yeah. Amen.
So
so that's the short answer, guys.
Yes, short answer. So this may end up being a two-part. So someone asked us just to share more about our personal journeys of faith. So I think one thing we could share is a big lesson we're working on right now. So I know for myself, being selfless is something I'm really working on. I'm reading, oh my gosh, I wish I could remember. I can't remember the name of the book. The Purpose-Filled Life, or The Purpose-Filled
Life.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a very popular newbie Christian book. And there was something in there that said, being humble isn't thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less often.
Oh, like, I love that. Oh,
that, like, really hit. Because, yeah, when it's just ironic that the name of my first business was Humble, but that's always been, you know, again, not putting my emotions first, not putting my needs first, and getting angry at people or expecting from people, are like, you know, being a victim in the situation. If I can, like, look at things humbly and not look at myself in every situation and look at things, you know, God sees us from way up here. We only see, like, what's right in front of us, and often really what's the way a situation is going to affect us. Mm-hmm. So if we can remove that, oh my gosh, the peace that comes in not worrying about every little detail about yourself and thinking of how things affect other people, like,
game changer.
I mean, I'm sure as a mother, you're already, like, such a selfless person, but for me, it's been a journey.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. I think my biggest lesson, or whatever I'm working on right now, is, like, being able to truly, like, rest in God's hands. I think part of, like, kind of going back to the business thing, so much of it was, like, I felt like I needed to do everything and I needed to be, like, hustle till I die, even though I would say, like, we don't want to do that. I would feel like I needed to prove myself and prove, like, work really hard for my work to be worthy of being paid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel that now it's almost like, it's been hard for me to let go of that identity of being, like, someone who makes lots of money for myself. And, you know, it's been hard for me to let go of that, even though what I ultimately want is to be here with my kids and, like, that be my number one priority. And I feel like I'm just, like, one of my kids is 5 years old next month. Like, I'm just finally resting into it, even though it's what I've always wanted and da 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 da. But yeah, like, that's my big lesson, is, like, trusting that God has it all worked out and that I can, like, lay at his feet and be cared for and provided for, and, like, that I am in the role that I'm meant to be in, because that is the message that I keep hearing from God. Yeah. So, like, just, like, let him, like, take the, you know, what did they say? Take the yoke off of my neck and, like, give it to him, you know?
Yes. And I think I'm so glad that the world is starting, at least the corner of the internet that I'm on.
Yeah. Starting to embrace that.
Yeah. Starting to embrace that. And, like, Boss Babe era is over. And, like, making sourdough bread for your kids is the new, like that. But it's like, that's what freaking matters. And I never thought I would think that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you've been an inspiration and like watching you parent and, you know, allow yourself to rest and relax. That's something that I admire so much. And actually one of the pieces of scripture that I'm just playing on repeat in my head is from Psalms 23. It's he lets me rest in green meadows.
Ooh.
And leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength and guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name.
Wow. I want to put that on the kitchen chalkboard or whatever. That's so nice.
That on my arm. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful.
So I just try, like, whenever I need to take a break, I just like repeat that. I'm like, no, he wants me to rest in a green meadow. Like,
I love that visual. Okay. I'm sticking with that. I love that.
So beautiful. So the next question was, how do we have a relationship with Jesus?
I would say my relationship is a walking, talking relationship. Mm-hmm. Like I go, my peace, my joy every day, or as long as I can, is like to get outside and walk and get my body moving. And I talk to myself and I talk to God that way. And then I kind of almost talk to him like conversationally. And then I speak, you know, like I just have this conversation. I could look crazy, but I just find like that's my best way to like, I get the messages that I need to hear and I like give thanks. And that's really, it's a walking, talking relationship. And then, you know, we have our Bible study that we're doing right now. And I think
kind of,
yeah. But reading the Bible, like you've really inspired me to get back to reading the Bible. And that's been really cool too. But yeah, I would say it's like walking, talking. That's how I connect.
Yeah, and I think that's something I'm working on, bringing that into everything in my life. Like I'm very good at, okay, I'm going to spend this chunk of time in the morning. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to do my prayers. I'm going to journal. Like I do that every morning. I do that every night.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, but what about all the stuff in the middle? So I'm really trying to keep that communication open throughout the whole day rather than
I could do that too.
Yeah. And like, well, it's exactly what you said, but like, you know, not necessarily talking out loud to yourself all day. But like in your head, like it's hard to remember, but when I remember to do it, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
And then the other piece that I've been working on is being raw in my communication, because I actually read something about this. I can't remember where, but when you really come humbly, when you cry, when you are on your knees, when you are raw and not trying to sugarcoat how you're, God already knows how you're feeling.
Yeah.
So if you can just really, and even, I think it was still that the purpose-filled life or the purposeful life. I can't remember. I'll share it with you guys in the show notes on the website. But it was like, get mad at him. Like, be like, hey, like, listen, I did this. I repented. Like, I don't know what to do. It's like, he's okay with that. It's like your dad, you know, like when you have a blowout at your dad, like he is there to listen and to honor how you're feeling. And I think that, and when I do that, because I think, I mean, Sophie, you probably know that I'm not really the best at showing emotion.
Yeah. So yeah.
I know that. So when I do that, I feel like the prayer gets answered so much more quickly, and he will immediately show me a piece of scripture, like, you know, something will come along my path that gives me the answer to a point where I have to laugh and be like, sorry for being so angry, or sorry, I knew you were there all along. Like, so that's another piece, like, don't be afraid in your relationship to be so real and raw.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a healthy way too. I think we all need to be more real and raw. And if you have to do it, you know, it's nice if you have someone who you can do that with.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we'll voice note each other and just be like, I need to be unhinged for a moment. Yes. Like I just need to get this out of my body. But yeah, like I also feel like in a lot of the books, like more like Jesus, Bible, Christianity focused books I read on these topics, like that one, Out of Control and Loving It that I
loved that
book. I love that. She often shares like these really unhinged conversations with God that she had, like, why isn't this happening? I've done everything. Like, we've given our lives to you. Like, you know, and it's like, yeah, you need to say that. He's okay with it. Like,
yeah,
just talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And then the next question is similar, but like how to know when he's communicating with us. So this was kind of like three questions that were similar. So how to know when he's communicating with us, how he speaks to us, discerning his voice over others, especially if you've channeled before. So I was actually very shocked, like in my kind of faith journey and like listening to sermons and listening to different, you know, Christian or faith-based people speak, that the similarities between what we would call the clairs in New Age are very similar.
Yeah.
So some people are going to hear his voice. Some people are going to hear a voice that sounds like their own. Some people are going to see images. I oftentimes in dreams get messages.
Right.
Some people smell, like have a like a smelling situation where they can like smell the scent of God, and then that gives them some kind of clarity on something. So I know what it's like to be like, you know, is this him or is this not him? But it really is. I think a lot of the people listening probably came from New Age spirituality. Like it is the same. And it's like, if you're directing the question to him, no, if you're talking in like in Jesus' name, like you are directing it to Jesus, he's the only one that can answer. The devil is not allowed to pretend to be him unless you're like not talking directly to him and you're kind of letting yourself go on, you know, you're not kind of like totally focused. So don't like, but of course the other thing that would trip you up is your own thoughts. So yeah, I mean like that's another thing is like, how to identify your own thoughts from God's guidance.
Yeah. So,
any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's so funny because I have had the same kind of thoughts around like, it's however you receive those messages. Like some people hear it, you have the dreams.
Yeah.
I walk and talk. Like that's what I do. I just know like that's what works for me. But I think if you're not sure and you have lots of voices in your head, I think you can just start by like quieting your mind, like stop taking in all this other stuff. And if this is something you want to explore, then yeah, start praying however works for you. For some people, it's, you know, sitting at their bed and saying it out loud. Some people, it's just thinking it. For me, I'm out walking and talking. I used to also like go to my journal and I would have conversations that way too. Like, you know, this is what I'm frustrated with. Like, what do you think? And, you know, I'd be talking like that, right?
Yeah. I find the journaling helps too, because it's like, it's hard when you're having the walking, talking conversation, because I'm always like, oh, I want to remember that. I want to remember that.
And then I voice note.
Oh, right. You do that. Okay. So you're like
voice memos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like recording your conversation the whole time.
Yeah. So I just in case that something comes up. But yeah, the journaling works really well too. You know, try to talk with God about things too. Sometimes I think like stream of consciousness is okay, but sometimes you can be like, you know what? I want to talk about this thing and like, I'm going to explore what he's got to say. And just, I don't know, you're not going to necessarily know overnight. I think it happens bit by bit. Like you get some information, you follow it and you trust and you just ask yourself, what would you have me do today? What do I need to know today? What can I do to be more of service or be more like you or be more connected to you? And like, you'll kind of, it's kind of the same thing as like, what should I order on this menu? You know, one of the dishes pops into your mind. Like you kind of just need to start from there. And
for people coming from like the new age world wondering, okay, like isn't automatic writing a form of channeling? Like, is that demonic? Like, can darkness come through? Again, like, it's not like the same as automatic writing, because you're asking a question directly to God, getting the answer, and then writing it down. It's not like he's moving your hand for you, in my experience.
No, I've never felt that way.
Yeah. I was worried at first, because I was like, wait, is this okay? And I did like I did the freaked out deep dive, so you guys don't have to. That's okay. And another thing too, I love this too. God convicts, the devil condemns. So if you have a voice in your head that is condemning you, making you feel shame and guilt, and you're a loser and you suck, and why do you keep repeating this, and what is wrong with you, that is the devil. If it's from God, it'll be, this is what you do better next time. And it will be constructive, and it will make you, yeah, it'll make you want to change, and it'll empower you to change rather than shaming you to change.
Absolutely. And if you're wondering how to tell the difference, like, just ask. How can I tell the difference? Like, talk to God. If you what's the saying? If you lack wisdom, you should ask God. So just ask him, how can I know this is you? And just see what comes to your mind. See what comes. Maybe you'll have this feeling in your gut, or, you know, whatever it is. And just listen and go, okay, like, we'll see, and keep, you know, going down this path. Listen to podcasts like this one. Read the Bible. Like, get involved in a church or something, and just see what works for you.
Yeah. So the next one was how to remember to pray and to build it into your routines throughout the day, which I kind of feel like kind of answers itself, is to build it into your routines throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's like, it's not like it's a non-negotiable, like it just makes me feel like I do it because it feels good, not because I have to, because it's probably my favorite time of the day. Like, if you let it be, okay, this is when I can be the most real, the most raw, the most open, and I can just receive this undying love and mercy and compassion and empathy. Like, I want to do that right when I wake up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, you can just, if we're going to get technical about it, you can have it, stack it with something else. Like, for me, it's when I get to go for a walk, that's when I do it. Or when I'm laying in my bed first thing in the morning before I get up, I'll just have a quick conversation with God, like in my head, or I'll grab even my phone and do it on the notes app. Like, just kind of working with whatever works for you. Or you could have like a friend who maybe you're on this journey with, and you can voice note each other every day. You don't even have to listen to each other, but just to have that accountability. Mm-hmm. You could voice note yourself to have that accountability too. Yeah, you could even just set a little challenge for yourself. Like, I'm going to pray every day for the next week and like see how you make it work.
Yeah. And the next question is about resources other than the Bible. And I think a really good resource to piggyback off what you're saying is the Bible app. So not sponsored, but open to it. But it is, hold on, let me try and see what it looks like. So
it's called YouVersion.
YouVersion, yeah. So it's the top one there, that red one. And so it gives you like a little scripture of the day and a little video to watch that's like 2 minutes and some things to read. So it probably takes altogether like less than 10 minutes, even if you're doing a little bit of journaling while doing it. And it gives you, it like keeps track of your, like how many days in a row that you do it. So, I mean, I love a challenge like that. And then it also has these little plans. So say you wanted to do one, this one's called Get Out of Your Head. And it's like a 7-day challenge or whatever. And like each day gives you like scripture and prayer and everything. So that is 100% my best resource that at the beginning really helped me stay accountable.
Yeah. And I really love that app that we also use called Through the Word. And it's like a Bible study. And it's really cool because there's like a teacher who explains the passage to you, or the, you know, whatever it is. And then you go in and actually read it. And it helps because it kind of does a little check mark when you're done. I think anything like that is really helpful too, which also that YouVersion does. You get like a little check mark. They'll be like, you've been here 7 days in a row or whatever it is. So
yeah. And with the one that Sophie and I are doing, you can voice note each other. So you can do this, the course together, whatever you want to call it. And then you can, after you listen to your lesson of the day. Then you can send each other a little voice note and your thoughts on it, which is really nice to do with someone.
Yep.
And then I also like, for listening to things like other resources, I love Stephanie Ike. So Stephanie with an IE and then IKE. She's amazing. I think you guys will love her because she talks a lot about the supernatural side, like the angels and the devil and like all. I just love that. But also like applying it to real life. And then there's another church that I listen to called Times Square Church. Thank you, Carmen, who is a Bible Curious listener who shared that with me. I'm like loving that one. And then I love Girls Gone Bible.
We're
like, they're a little giggly, but did you notice that they made note of the giggliness?
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't mind the giggly, but yeah.
I love them. Just.
Sometimes it's like just
giggling. I love hearing like their personal stuff.
Me
and like
too.
Personal
I want to hear the personal stuff all day. What are some, and Joel Osteen obviously, what are some of your other resources? Like,
I would honestly say that's my main stuff.
What was the other book that we mentioned again that was written by the woman?
Oh, I actually have it right here. Oh, yeah. It's called Out of Control and Loving It, Giving God Complete Control of Your Life. So I would even go on Amazon and just see if any books like, you know, you can look up these books, Love Without Conditions, Out of Control and Loving It, see if any like there's similar books that speak to you. This one's specifically written for women who are like, yeah, they're feeling out of control, overwhelmed. Like,
yeah.
Out of Control and Loving It will help you surrender your life, your husband, children, finances, job, and ministry to God. Great book. This is a good way to get into things because you just hear how it applies to like real life things going on in our lives.
And then I think I've shared with you guys, I'm not regularly going to church, but I'm going more often now, like once or twice a month. But I did this course actually at a church called Alpha.
Yeah. I was going to say that's such a good resource.
Yeah. So it was long, like it was 12 weeks. We would went every Wednesday night, but one lady would make baked goods. So it was like so fun. But yeah, you watch like a little video and then you're in a little table with other women. There's women and men, but I think they purposely group women with women and men with men. And you can just share vulnerably about any questions you have or any doubts that you have. And yeah, I really enjoyed that. It was like very like God 101.
Yeah. And they'll have ones that you can do online and stuff too. Like people meet on Zoom. So if you can't go somewhere, you can do it online. Just Google Alpha course, maybe in like your area or whatever, and just see what comes up and just join in on one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the next chunk of questions is related to the kind of new age side of things. So the next question is, how does chakras, et cetera, fit in with the Bible? So this is a tough one. I never want to put anyone down or, you know, say anything that offends someone if they have a strong connection to a certain type of healing. And I don't know all the answers. All I know is what the Bible says. And I'm kind of going off of that for the most part. But chakras obviously are not mentioned in the Bible, but what I personally feel about that, and you know, I talked to you guys about how earlier in this episode, but how I started feeling myself being changed from the inside out. I feel like one of the things that I started talking about on Chakra Girl Radio was how the seven chakras, and this was shown to me in a dream, were connected to the seven deadly sins. And so now, so I was like, oh, you know, while I was still really into the new age, I was like, oh, okay, so that's awesome. So like, it helps us overcome these sins. And even when we did chakra work, it was like, you know, the sacral chakra is where you hold guilt, you know, the heart chakra is where you hold heartbreak. But when you activate it, it has these, you know, beautiful things about it. But then it kind of got me wondering, and again, I don't know this for sure, but it kind of got me wondering. I was like, oh, okay, are we actually just like, when we're doing chakra work, are we giving energy to the sin? And I don't know that for sure again, but it was something that just made me, again, when I made this commitment to God, I was like, I'm going to not do new age stuff for 6 months and see if I miss it. And I do not miss it. And I don't feel a need for it anymore. Did it feel correct at the time when I did it? Yes. But then did my opinion start to like shift a little bit kind of. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's how I'm seeing things right now. I'm not like, it is 100% demonic to do any chakra work. You know, it doesn't mention that one in the Bible, but there are some other things that I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, chakras in general, it's all about intentionality. So if you're using that as a way to be intentional about your own healing, sure. But my opinion is like, God can do it easier. Like, you know, for me, that's just how I feel now. But yeah, like I said, there are other things that the Bible really does speak against, which I do want to do a full episode on.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to get into that now because again, like, I feel
it's bad. A big topic.
I know it's a big topic, so I need to figure out how I want to broach that. But I did, well, it's no longer available. I took them all down, but I did actually go into that in Chakra Girl Radio. So you listen, but yeah, I don't know. Sophie, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you know, I'm a very open person. So like, I don't know. It's tough. Like, this is where also I feel like there's a room for a big discussion. I haven't really been, that has not been like at the forefront of my mind. Like, are chakras real? Like, I haven't really been thinking about that on my journey. I will say, like, I don't know. I believe they're there, but also I don't know. Like, you know, it's never been, I've always appreciated it. And I have been to like healing things and I do feel that there's something going on there. And I do, you know, I believe in it. But I don't know. I guess I don't have enough. Obviously, yes, I also know it doesn't say anything in the Bible. I just feel like I'm working on other things right now. And kind of like you, I guess you're not doing those practices. I never really did those practices. Like, I did it a little bit and I loved your work and I would kind of engage. But I don't know. It was just never like at the forefront of what was on my mind. Yeah. So I guess I just haven't really been thinking about it too much. But
yeah.
I'm curious about the conversations on this and I would like to talk with more people about it.
Yeah. So when you follow like the really like new age to Christian accounts, like they are hardcore, hard no, it's all demonic.
Well, like no astrology, no this or that. And I don't know. I'm still open. I'm kind of an open-minded gal. Maybe that's a bad thing. Maybe in my opinion will change later. But
the astrology thing is the one thing that is specifically mentioned in the Bible. I'll just get into that one. So basically what they say about astrology is that, and again, like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Is that basically the different planets represent different fallen angels, and by saying I am ruled by this planet, like we say, I am an Aquarius. I am, my seventh house is ruled by Pluto. Like, I am ruled by this planet. So it's like you're literally like speaking ownership over you from an entity that is not God. So that one I kind of feel a little, I don't know about. But again, it's like, it's not big part of my life anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's tough. I'm definitely an astrology girly, but not in like, I think it's in a very healthy way. Yeah. I don't see it as this like all knowing, all seeing thing that is going to tell me like what's going to happen in my life and da, 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 da. I very much see it as a weather report and it's like, I can use this for my benefit, you know, pack a umbrella, an umbrella. But like maybe that's cherry picking my religion. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And that's where I still have a tough time, which is really why this podcast exists.
It's open to being proven, open to thinking differently. I'm always open to having my opinion change, but I enjoy it. I don't check it religiously, but I do. I just enjoy understanding my personality a bit more. I don't see it. I guess I'm not seeing it with that energy of like, this has power over me. I'm ruled. I'm just like, here's some things I can work with and we'll see. But
And so maybe and it's like, I don't deny it. Like, I still believe that it's like, it's undeniable, but, like you, when you look at your chart, like it's like, like that is real. But what God's been showing me as it relates to anything numerical, math, anything math or science related, is that it's of the earth and it's not like in heaven. It just, that doesn't exist. So it's like, was astrology created to rule humans on Earth and to like, but that's still earthly, but like God can overrule because he's more powerful. And if you live in the kingdom, then you don't need it. Like you don't, astrology doesn't.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. Like you don't need it if you are.
Yeah.
You don't, you're not supposed to need it. Like everything is supposed to come through your relationship with God. He has all the wisdom. And I do believe that, but I still like astrology. Oh, you know, this is where we'll just have, you know, the cards are still out. I'm not sure where I'm going to land on. Yeah. The jury's out.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And the next question was, what have I done with my goddess statues? Do I still feel connected to them? No, I actually like tossed them all, except for my, if you guys remember, my giant glass Kuan Yin is actually just in my garage face down in a box with a bunch of wine bottles that need to go. Because like our recycling doesn't take glass. Like we have to like anything glass.
Okay. Okay.
So she is in there. But yeah, I just don't resonate, and sorry if that offends anyone who that's like your religion, that I just like threw them in the garbage. But I also tossed a bunch of books. I just was in like a full purging mode, and I mean Sophie knows if I'm do something I do it 100%, and I was like, and sometimes to a fault, 100%. So yeah, I was just like, okay, this is done and we're moving on. So yeah, I just don't like, the Bible says God is a jealous God, and I think we assume that he's never not angry, but like, yeah, like God gets angry. God has emotions. So he wants us to be, and not from a vanity, he's not jealous. He wants us to be focused on the truth because that's what's best for us, and not like wasting our, you know,
yeah,
our faith on other things, basically, is what the Bible says. But again, open to
DMO. I know. We'll see. Maybe I'm such an open person that like, I'm such an open person that I'm okay to like let people live their lives. I really don't mind. I'm actually even curious to hear their perspective, but I know that, yeah, that's not looked at as the same way. And the Bible literally says things about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm happy where I am right now. Like I'm building my relationship, but yeah, it's tough to.
It was hard. It was like really hard for me to read that. And I'm like, okay, wait, what? Like, it's like idolatry, making something else an idol.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I 100% do that. And I felt this like strong conviction of like, okay, like it's like,
yeah,
he puts that sin as bad as like sexual immorality. Like he sees it as like a really bad one.
Well, and I think you just have to look at yourself and go, what is my intentionality behind, you know, reading my horoscope, or yeah, like having these statues or having these crystals, like what kind of power am I giving this thing?
Yeah.
And then I think it depends. And it's like, well, and if you don't give it any power, then like, what do you need it for? You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know. Yeah. It's a funny little thing. I don't have such strong opinions on it right now, but
yeah.
We'll see.
I know that's the thing too. It's like, I feel like as we go down our journeys, like we probably will feel convicted around different things at different times. But then it's, again, it's like, is that, I don't know. I'm open to being wrong.
Let's yeah.
What to do if you see your friend going down a cultish fad spiritual thing that you know is a bad vibe? So that's kind of the same question, or not the same question, but kind of like similar, as like, do you know it's a bad vibe? I think the key is to like ask them what intrigues them about it, and it be genuinely curious and share your perspective. But being concerned for someone is kind of condescending. But I think you can, I think you can just ask them and then be like, this is my perspective. You know, actually, I go to God with these things. And I mean, similar, Sophie, to when I had my meltdown in Bali. And I, you know, you were like, hey, you know, when I feel this way, I say this to God, or I ask God for help, or I pray and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, that it never felt like condescending or like, hey, you should do this. Or like, you know, it was just like, this is what I do kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about this because I watched that. Did you see the Dancing with the Devil?
No, but I've heard about it.
So of course, I was thinking about this. I was just thinking, gosh, what if my daughter got involved in a cult? Like, what would I actually do? And you know, you think, my gosh, if that happened to my sister, this and that, I would go get her, lock her in the house. And like, you say you would do those things, but you can't actually do those things, and you wouldn't. And it's like, okay, so what would I do? And I think it comes back to literally you can pray for people. Like I haven't had to deal with people in a cult, but I've had to deal with people I really love and care about my life, struggle with addiction, struggle with, you know, low self-worth that is putting them in dangerous situations, things like that, and things that really felt like out of my control. And I did surrender those to God. I asked God to take care of those things, and it didn't happen overnight, but it did happen. And then it's like staying, I think there's praying for them. There's asking God for what you should do. And then, yes, I think it's like staying involved. Like, yeah, be a compassionate friend, be interested, like try to stay involved without positioning yourself as an enemy, which will kind of get you on the outs really quick. Like, cults are really like powerful and scary if that's what they're actually involved in. But just also get curious about your friend. Like, why is she or he so intrigued about this? And like, stay involved in their life and just be a curious person without putting too much on them. And then I think, like, for most of my friends, if I know they're going through something and like I'm understanding, you know, why this would be intriguing or enticing to that person, if I see like scripture or a book or a podcast that I think would like be helpful to them, I'm going to send it. And like, they can take with it whatever they want from it. And I try to be like the light. But yeah, I think it comes honestly down to like prayer. Some things are so big, you really have to, you can't control an adult. You know what I mean? They're going to do what they're going to do. And all you can do is like, yeah, be that compassionate person and stay involved. But you also have to set boundaries for yourself, but ask God to take it on. Cause some jobs are like honestly too big for us mere mortals. Truly. Yeah.
And I love the saying, don't hate the sinner, hate the sin. Like, you can't be mad at the person for whatever lifestyle they're living and whatever they're doing. You know, they're doing it from a place of searching for something.
Yeah, there's a like they want love and hopefulness and whatever. Like, that's why they're there, and they're not feeling that in their lives. And you're like, well, why? Like, what happened to you? You know, and not from a condescending way, but just try to be curious about like how your friend got here. And try to be a support and be a light. Like, ask them, maybe try to like, you know, see for yourself. I don't know. That's just the person. But ask them to come to your stuff too. And, you know, just that's all you can do. And then set boundaries for yourself.
And I like what you said about asking God how to help them, because I'm a fixer. So as soon as that something happens, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And this is how I'm going to fix them. And this is how I'm going to, you know. But then it's like, okay, no, like, this is not my fight. Like, I need to really see, where do I have a place in this, and what does that look like? And it for me is always taking a breath and not reacting right away, and really being patient until I get the answer that feels right and isn't from a knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, I need to fix it.
And you know what too, my friend and I have a funny little thing that we say and do. It's like, we call on like whatever Jesus we need. It'll be like, okay, we need like intervention, Dr. Jesus. Like, please take care of the situation. Oh my gosh, we need lawyer Jesus. Like, please figure this out for us. I need exterminator Jesus. Whatever you need, like, call upon Jesus and God to take care of it for you. I love like just handing things over to them. That's what they want. That's like, they care about you. They want things to go well for you, and they want to take things off your plate, but you have to ask. So that's my thoughts around that. And I think like cults and stuff, you probably need them to do some miracles for you.
send them that cult movie and see what they think.
Yeah, like, oh my God, this is so crazy. What do you think?
B
Thank you guys so much for listening. We had so much fun recording this. Next week, we will drop part two, where we're going to dive into navigating challenges in marriage from a Bible standpoint, microdosing and drinking alcohol, maintaining a sense of self when you either have kids or you're just super busy or you're in your journey with faith, discovering your new identity and purpose, and prioritizing what truly matters in life when we have all of the ego expectations and Instagram envy. And we're going to do some hair and makeup tips too, because, you know, who doesn't love a little bit of beauty? So make sure to tune in next week and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to leave us a lovely comment, rate us all the stars, and go ahead and follow us on Instagram. I'm here for you guys. If you ever want to send me a question, I will answer it in your DMs, but we can also include it in our next Q&A. And you can reach me on Instagram at Bible Curious Podcast or at Amber Lee Lyons, and we'll link everything below. And how much do we love Sophie? We love her. We love her. Make sure you connect with her as well. Her Instagram is at SophieVMH. So SOFIEVMH. And her beautiful branding business, she's the queen of branding and just such a lovely, lovely, lovely artist. Her Instagram handle for her business is at svmh.creative. All right, guys, I love you. We'll catch you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.